Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we touched on this a little bit earlier in the programme. Government plans to crack down on short-term holiday lettings. They're set to be significantly delayed now because EU plans to create a register of these lettings have been postponed until the end of the year. It had been hoped that laws to crack down on these lettings, and there are some 12,000 of them in the state, would be enacted from the end of this month, with a register to underpin it created soon after. That's all on hold now. I'm joined from the Leinster House studio by Labour Party Senator Marie Sherlock and also Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne. Thank you both for joining us on this today. So Marie Sherlock, to you first, your reaction to this new delay to cracking down on short-term letting. We're looking at the end of the year now at the earliest.
Well, I think, Claire, this delay is absolutely unacceptable. And I think the biggest question now is, why is the government having to wait around? Like, obviously, the European Commission have said that they want to introduce regulations for the whole of Europe. But, you know, we see Amsterdam, Berlin, London, they've already proceeded with their own registration-based regulation system. And I think the reality is that we've had this legislation, this draft legislation by government going back to 2019.
So what do you suspect there's foot dragging going on here?
Well, look, we don't know. Like, as in, we have to hear the clear reasons as to why the government is abiding by this standstill position adopted by the European Commission now. But the reality is that we've got an emergency on our hands. There are thousands of people across this country who from next Saturday week are going to be exposed to homelessness if they're evicted out of their rental homes. And the reality is that we need to use all measures at our disposal to ensure that we at least try and put a lid on the rising homelessness measures figures, and that people can actually find a sustainable roof over their heads.
And the government
is to make sure that we actually ensure that this register is brought into place as soon as possible.
And in saying that, what you've just said, that we've to use all measures at our disposal to address the housing crisis, that's stated government policy when it comes to housing, Malcolm Byrne. So why are we hanging around for the EU to act on this?
Well, we're not hanging around for the EU to act. And I will come back as well to your 12,000 figure. So what's the purpose of this legislation? The purpose of this legislation is to have a register of all forms of short-term letting. And then the second element is to sort of get some of those who are getting around some of the planning loopholes, particularly in the urban areas, where rather than properties that are designed to be long-term rentals, they're instead being used by short-term rentals, being placed on Airbnb and on other websites, etc. The 12,000 figure, by the way, that's being bandied around
by Fáilte Ireland.
That came up before the Oireachtas Committee when we met with Fáilte Ireland, with the Department of Housing and the Department of Tourism at the end of January. We asked for details on where that came around, and one of the officials said to us, it was a back-of-the-envelope calculation. And equally, when thresholds were before our committee at the end of February, they said that they had no evidence to show that we would suddenly see 12,000 extra long-term lets.
Okay, hang on a second. What threshold did say, though, is it's apparent that short-term lets are causing disruption to the Irish long-term housing market. Now, do you dispute that?
No. There is a problem, and that's why this legislation is coming in. Now, there is another problem with the legislation in that the way that it was being introduced could also have had, and in terms of the registration, a very serious negative impact on rural tourism, and particularly rural and coastal tourism. So everybody is in favour of the introduction of this register, and everyone is in favour of ensuring that we get as much long-term rental property available as possible. What is important with this legislation is that we don't do damage to the rural tourism market, where you have a lot of short-term rental accommodation.
How would that happen?
So one of the requirements is that when the properties register, that every single property needs to ensure that it is in accordance with the necessary planning guidelines that are now in place. Where that presents a difficulty is, firstly, where you have, you know, holiday homes that have been there for 30, 40, 50 years or more, and they may need to go to the local authority to apply for that planning. We can certainly go about doing that, but I think people will know around some of the challenges around rural planning. The other, which is, I think, a point that is often missed and people
if the relevant authorities decide that they're not fit for purpose, then they're not fit for purpose.
But in many cases, what these are, Claire, is you're looking at, you know, people have this idea that you see on Airbnb a lot of these properties that have been, you know, hey, there is a vacant property on Airbnb. Why can't that be used for long-term rental? So if you're looking at a very nice holiday home that's very fine to come and visit in Curraghclough or Kilmuckridge in Wexford or in parts of Cork or Kerry during July or August, that's great. But that's not going to be suitable as a long-term rental necessarily in December or January. What's happened at EU level, because this is not just a problem that's facing Ireland, as part of what's called the Technical Regulations Information System process.
Okay.
It's designed to prevent any internal barriers to the internal market.
Marie Sherlock, you want to come in there. Go ahead.
I think, Claire, the big issue here is whether, you know, we're either for regulation of short-term lets or we're not, right? And I would think that the tourism industry in any part of this country would welcome, and particularly B&Bs and hotels in the country, would welcome a registration process for all those involved in tourism. And the reality is that if a house has been only rented out for July or August of the year, and we've got a serious housing crisis on our hands, and that house is vacant for the rest of the year, then I think there's a very serious question to be asked as to how in all conscience we can allow those houses to be vacant. Because at the end of the day, are we putting, you know, we're talking about a roof over people's heads here relative to tourism,
Marie,
right? There has to be prioritisation here. And at the end of the day, right, we're in a situation where there are thousands of people in this country. We know that we all know that the homeless figures are over 11,000. We know that there was 4,700 people who got an eviction notice in the third quarter of last year, more to come at the end of last year. So the thing is, who are we prioritising here? And this is the big question about the eviction ban last night. Whose side are we on? And we all know.
Okay, just let him respond to that. Go ahead, Malcolm.
But Marie, we are all on the side of trying to house people, and what we want to see is we want to maximise the number of properties that are available for long-term rental. There are properties, and this is why the government introduced this legislation. There are properties that are out there that are being used for short-term rental that should be used for long-term rental. Everyone is in favour of the registration system. But the difficulty is what people are assuming is that every property that's advertised as a short-term rental can automatically be converted to a long-term rental. And that's not the case, because sometimes what you have is you have situations whereby houses that are only suitable to be lived in during the summer are short-term rental. Sometimes what you have is you have festivals. So I think of the Wexford Opera Festival, the Rose of Tralee, where people let their houses out for specific periods of that festival. Other times where you have people where they have family who are away, but they come back at Christmas. Interestingly, even if you look at, you know, websites like Airbnb, over half of the lettings that are there are actually rooms in people's houses. So they do tend to be short-term letting. Now, what I do want to say, and Marie is right, we want to maximise. So every single short-term let that we can convert, and particularly in the urban areas and the rent pressure zones where this is an acute problem, every single property that we can convert into a long-term rental, we want to do that. That's what this legislation is doing. The entire tourism sector wants registration
put
in place.
Malcolm, are you happy to wait until the EU's ready at the end of the year to deal with this? Or do you think that we should be taking action now, given that we're in a housing crisis?
There are powers already with the local authorities. I mean, a local authority can take. So let's say that there is, you know, in Dublin City Council area, that there is an apartment that was designed to be, you know, either lived in or used for long-term rental purposes. Dublin City Council has the power to go out, and if something is not being used for the purpose for which it is planning, it can take action. And this is actually a difficulty, that we have a lot of short-term rentals that don't have planning in those rent pressure zones. So those powers are already there. What this system does is that it requires a registration, and I agree with Marie. I think everyone within, you know, the tourism sector wants to see that this is happening. There were some very specific concerns that have been raised around rural and coastal tourism, which this now gives us the time to address. But there is nothing to prevent local authorities, and I know Dara O'Brien has said this, there's nothing to prevent local authorities going to those who don't have the appropriate planning permission and saying, you know, you are meant to be operating as a long-term rental.
Claire, listen, this is a classic passing the buck here.
It's not a passing the buck.
Right, and this is what we've seen time and again now in terms of the toing and froing between, you know, the Department of Housing and local authorities. The reality is that the system in place at the moment whereby people have to apply for planning permission has failed, right? And local authorities, you know, for whatever reason and resources often being the issue, have not enforced the system. The reality is that we saw the pandemic was a great eye-opener for Dublin in particular with regards to short-term lettings, because the short-term letting market collapsed during the pandemic, with the result that actually those homeless in Dublin in particular could be housed. But of course, now that has reversed, now that tourism has come back. And the reality is that we need to have a proper registration system in place, so that if somebody wants to, you know, rent out their room or whatever, or legitimately have a short-term rental, that's fine. But the reality is that we have people who are leasing out their homes when they could be used for long-term rental at this point in time. And again, to go back to the thing, we're in the middle of an emergency here. We do not have the time to be waiting until December or for the European Commission to come back.
I agree, and those powers are there.
Last brief point, Malcolm.
But I think, Marie, this is the point. It's about quantifying the numbers that are involved. This 12,000 number.
6,000 in Dublin
and it collapsed during the pandemic. They're actually, that's not the case, Marie, because we don't have the detail on what some of those are. If you could say to me in the morning that you guarantee that, yes, by introducing this. So what is being put in place is a registration system. Everyone's in favour of this. This is what the legislation does.
This morning, I just checked, right, one of the short-term letting websites, right? There was 500 units available across Dublin, right?
When I go on to DAFT, right? This comes to my point. Would all 500, but here's my... I get it, Marie.
Available
but here's
for
the
proper
thing is,
rental,
but,
right?
But what I can assure you, the reality is, Marie, though, that those 500, right, if you start to drill down into those 500, and this is what we've been trying to do at the Rock This Committee, how many of those will immediately become long-term? If all 500 were, I'd be entirely in agreement with this.
Look, the reality is
they're not. If you're sharing a room in your house, you may not be willing to put it up for long-term rent. It's about dealing with, we're both in agreement about the long-term rentals. Any of those that should be long-term rentals, that they have to be there. The powers are with local authorities.
We're going to have to leave that one there. Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil and Marie Sherlock, Labour. Thank you both very much. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.